This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Eight people were in a stolen vehicle that was part of a high-speed chase. It started when the vehicle was pulled over by Delta Police for not having plates Tuesday. It sped off, was then spotted in Moffat County the next day. The sheriff's office tried to stop it as it headed towards Hayden. Hayden Police Chief Scott Scurlock tried to use stop sticks and a tactical maneuver, and the vehicle ended up in a ditch where six of the eight people got out and started running across a field, according to Chief Scurlock.
In this particular instance, the joint efforts of Moffat County Sheriff's Office, Colorado State Patrol, and Hayden Police, we were able to safely bring this vehicle pursuit to an end. The good guys won today.
Of the eight people, two adults are in the Moffat County Jail, one was released, and five juveniles are in custody of the Department of Human Services. None of them are from Moffat County. Watch for snowy and icy conditions today and Friday as a winter storm is headed for western Colorado. If traveling, check CoTrip.org. Colorado State Patrol and 59 local law enforcement agencies are starting the Heat is On Winter Blitz DUI enforcement period today to run through January 21st. Drivers may see extra patrols and sobriety checkpoints to help arrest impaired drivers and keep Colorado roads safe. Last year, 34% of traffic deaths involved an impaired driver. Yampa Valley Housing Authority meets at noon today in the community room of the Rauk County Department of Health and Human Services building. Agenda items include board officer elections and an update on the Cottonwoods at Mid-Valley. The Oak Creek Board of Trustees meets for a regular board meeting 6 o'clock tonight. One agenda item is about getting a police chief for Oak Creek after the one recently hired quit after 22 days. That was last month. The agenda item says the discussion regarding whether or not to re-advertise the position of police chief, retain a search firm, and or engage with the Rauk County Sheriff's Office on developing a new agreement for police services. Hayden Town Council has a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. There's also a joint study session with Hayden School Board. The City of Steamboat Springs has allocated over $860,000 to local organizations representing arts and culture, environmental, and human services. These are 44 nonprofit agencies in the Yampa Valley. Undiscovered Earth and Steamboat Springs Actors Studio producing the Broadway musical She Loves Me. It's starting tonight through Saturday at Wild Horse Cinema. Features local kids and adults. Find out more at wildhorsesteamboat.org. The Steamboat Sailors basketball teams host Coleridge tonight. Girls are at 5:30, boys are at 7. We'll have live coverage on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and on the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel, accessible through our website. The Steamboat Sailors Alpine team, they're away with a race against Lake County at Copper Mountain. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.